All right, guys, here we go once again on the Fight Bananas podcast. One of my favorites. It seems like every time I talk to you two, I'm in a different state, a different place. Dean Thomas, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. Where are you now?
I'm actually home. This is my home to be, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Yeah. How about you? Where are you at right about now?
I'm actually in Port St. Lucie right now, Florida.
There you go. 2020 yeah. Corona effect. Everything is going wild. How are you doing first and foremost with everything? And, do you have your toilet paper stocked up? Is everything good with you and your life?
No, I got enough. I thought I got enough. But I don't know if it's going to be enough, but I'm going to rob somebody if I don't. So it don't matter.
Right. So funny. One of our good friends, right, Dean Toole, we're on this talk, and he sent a video. And it's so funny, man. He went to one of those grocery stops, and he said he saw someone hoarding all the food and all the, you know, toilet paper and all the water and everything. And they gave it to him. They gave it to him. And then in the video, he's showing that he gave it to him because he had a gun. And he was like pointing at the gun on the video like, hey, they gave it to me. So and all the fighters, all I don't know, everyone on Facebook and Instagram is like, hey, you better be able to roll. You know, you may have to grapple or I got it all.
Yeah, now listen, if things get bad out there, somebody getting jacked.
Right. You got 20 years under your belt. You're good.
and then I'm going to go around and offer protection.
My man. So kind of let's start there. So much is going on with the corona effect, especially in MMA. The Brazil show, no one in the crowd, kind of one of the first shows and one of the shows that really stayed there. And then the next three events got canceled. And now Dana White is so adamant about UFC 249 going on. And I kind of want to get into that later. But what's your take on what is the UFC doing and just the MMA world as a whole right now in the coronavirus 2020?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, this thing is bigger than, you know, MMA and bigger than sports. I mean, it's the biggest thing going on right now and it's global. So there's nothing that anybody can really do right now except kind of wait it out. I mean, we're all in the same position. So it's like no matter like if you got money, you poor, whatever, right. Everybody's in the same position right now waiting on this. But I do think that, you know, Dana canceled those next three shows in order to focus on making sure that Khabib and Tony does happen because that's going to be the most important show of the year probably. So that fight has to happen. So I think that he's going to focus on that. He's going to find a place that he can do it. Well, I don't know where, but there's got to be some place on Earth where, you know, he can, you know, they can build a cage. They can put, you know, get the people there, test everybody, make sure everybody's good, and then let the show run. It probably won't have an audience, right. But it'll probably be just, you know, TV people, pay-per-view, and it'll be the biggest thing going on.
Right. Okay, let's kind of get into it. We talked about it a couple times, and we'll go back to corona stuff. And we'll go back to some stuff that's happening personally in your life and everything. So much great stuff going on. But, okay, we talked about UFC 249. I did a podcast around 3 or 4 days ago. It's going really well. One thing that's every negative, there's a positive. So the podcast numbers for us have been amazing. Everyone's at home, not doing anything. Yeah. So people are downloading, listening, subscribing. So life is good on that side. But I thought a couple reasons why UFC 249 has to go on, why it's so vital. Couple. One, it's four times. This is the fifth. Like, this fight cannot not happen. You know what I mean? Like, Dana, if this was the first time, I can see him saying, hey, guys, this is back it up to the summer. Let's go July 4th weekend, you know, International Fight Week, and let's just put it off there, and then we'll go. I just think it needs to happen. It's happened, you know, four times. It hasn't. That's for one. Two is they have UFC 250 and 251 already booked, kind of out of the country. The Brazil show's stacked. The other show is Perth. And it's just like I feel like those next two shows are already done. And then my last thing, of course, the big elephant in the room, and I don't know if you thought of it, it's Conor McGregor. They got to get Conor going. If they just put this fight into the July show and Conor fought on January and then, you know, and if he doesn't go this Gaethje route, it would be way too long for Conor to go and just wait to see if one of these guys get injured to slide in that slot. Do those three reasons make sense to you? Do you like them? Is there something else I'm missing on?
No, I mean, it makes perfect sense. I mean, but the one thing that, you know, you got to touch on is that, you know, by that time, other sports still might not be happening.
Right.
So, I mean, the UFC's kind of got the market cornered, and anybody who's going to, you know, go against the grain and say, you know what, we're doing this. That's Dana White. Dana White's going to do it because he knows that he can. And the fact that there are no other sports, everybody's going to be paying attention to the biggest fight that's going to happen all year. So that fight just absolutely has to happen. If it doesn't happen, you know, then that means the world is ending for real.
Right, right. Dana will just give up in the MMA business and walk away. And the other point you put up about the nothing else is still going on. Basketball still canceled. March Madness is gone. Football's not here, and the baseball's backed up. This fight, zero people in the crowd will make buckloads of money of just pay per view. The pay per view dollars. I even thought about how crazy is it if the Super Bowl is not a pay per view, but they make so much money on sponsorships. Even if Dana White says, "Hey guys, we're doing it on ESPN," and ESPN, here you go. Snickers wants to satisfy them, want to pay money. The Holiday Inn wants to pay money for people to travel now. I just think it's just such a big fight. So many eyes are going to go to it. And especially, like you said, nothing is going on. UFC 249, we're around 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks away. If that's like the first mega show that happens, it's just the world will literally be watching.
And you kind of honestly, like, you kind of can't put that on pay-per-view right now because, you know, with all the people losing their jobs, nobody's really going to be spending money. So the only people that probably will be spending money are the major corporations who can sponsor an event like that. So that fight, don't be surprised if you see that fight free on ESPN just for that reason, because a lot of people aren't spending. They don't have the extra cash to shell out 60, 70, 80 bucks on a pay-per-view event.
Right. Great point. Great point. Dean Thomas is with us. Okay. We're going to go back, rewind a little bit to the corona. How is it? You know, you're kind of in it. I know you talk to so many of the fighters afar from you and close to you. Point St. Lucie, maybe Jillian Robertson is right down the street. Well, no. how many fighters are you talking to? Are still training? How much is it affecting them? Just that aspect of it. Are they getting bigger right now? Are they just eating? Are they eating Rice Krispie treats and moving on? How is the world of MMA keeping going?
Well, you know, not many people are training right now just because the gyms are closed down and the gyms have done a responsible thing by saying, you know what, we can't, you know, we're not going to open the doors for you guys. So, you know, if you're going to train, you got to do it on your own, find your own location. I've seen a lot of people in their backyards and so on and so forth. You know, I've worked with a few people in some odd locations because, I'm willing to say I don't have it. I'm willing to bet that I don't have it. And I'm willing to bet that, you know, the people that I'm working with don't have it. You know, I'm being responsible and I'm staying out of public places and those things. But in terms of working with my people, I'm still working with my people. I'm not going to stop doing that because of this epidemic right now. Unless, you know, they show signs of sickness, then I'll say, hey, listen, I can't work with you. If I'm feeling sick, I can't work with you. But, you know, I'm doing a responsible thing and staying out of crowds, my 6 feet distance and, you know, doing all those good things. But in terms of working with my fighters, I have a couple of them that I'm still working with right now that the show must go on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And how much have you been seeing? I've seen a ton of it out there. A lot of coaches, even fighters, they're putting up videos, kind of subscribe to my thing. Watch me. I'm going to teach this lesson. Or a lot of the gyms that I know, even around me in my town, they're saying, hey, guys, we're going to put up this YouTube video or this Facebook video. Have you seen that? Do you think that's a good angle to take, you know, for what's going on right now? Or can you see that going forward?
You know, these guys are being crippled right now. You got to understand, you know, I was talking to my buddy Musin Korbery today and was just like, man, yeah, this is crippling us because, you know, right now it's okay right now. But, you know, if things don't go back to normal, everybody's going to cancel their memberships. Gyms are going to have to shut down. So, like, everybody's just doing what they can to try to appease the members that they do have. Now, this is something that I had always been doing. Me and Mo started doing this before the coronavirus stuff with the firm. And I've been putting out videos with Dean Quisha videos from last year. So I've been doing this for a long time, but I think, you know, it's the responsible owners and coaches are doing that and they are trying to take care of their people and keep their people active. But I think that once everybody can get back to normal, everybody's going to be heading back to the gym because you know how it is. You don't know what you got until it's gone.
Right.
And now everybody realizes they don't have access to the gym and they're missing it like crazy. And you can put all the videos up that you want. It's still not the same as being in the gym.
Right, absolutely. The camaraderie of the guys or girls in there going back and forth and just all the different, you know, aspects of the game. Okay, let's get into it. So crazy. So I saw a post, I think it was this morning or last night, it said MMA Manifesto coming soon, Dean Thomas. I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I saw it earlier today, an article that was written. So I guess, yeah, the floor is yours. Take it away. What's going on? Very excited. I saw it. I was like, whoa, okay. The floor is yours, my man.
I'm in a transitionary period of my life where, you know, I'm just trying to make you know, my life easier and do the things that I want to do in my own life. And, you know, nothing against American Top Team. You know, I've been with them since 2001. That's my team. You know, I came up with them. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's my life and I want to do things that I want with my own life. And I want to be able to coach the people that I want to coach in the way that I want to coach them. And that's just what I want to do. And so I decided to leave American Top Team so I can focus on the things that I want to do and focus on the fighters that I believe in and I trust in and want to give them my full investment, as opposed to, you know, working with some guys, you know, one day a week, 2 days a week. I want to be able to take fighters and give them my full investment and then say, you know what, we did this together.
Right. Wow. That's awesome. It really is. For one, congratulations. You know, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of, you know, believe in yourself to be like, hey, I can do this. I'm, you know, not going on your own, but you're under such a great umbrella like American Top Team. It's easy to just, you know, stay there, status quo, and just keep it moving. But it just shows who you are, your character and all that, just to, yeah, I'm doing this. I believe in myself and my team. Man, very exciting. So does that mean, you know, open up your own gym, your own space, your own everything? And when you say fighters that are coming, you know, I know a lot of the fighters you know, deal with on the daily, I talk to all the time. You know, if you don't want to go there, I totally understand. But does that mean if they kind of work with you on the daily, does that mean they're leaving American Top Team, or are they just kind of working with you more often and then going back? How would that work, or has that been thought of yet?
You know, we haven't really gotten that far yet. I do know that I think there'll be a couple of fighters that, you know, no matter what I'm doing, they're coming with me.
Right.
There are a couple
right.
of fighters like that, you know, they have that faith in me. But, you know, I'm not asking anybody to come with me. You know, I'm saying this is what I'm doing. And if you want to come with me, you can. If you don't, you won't. But I think there are a couple that are coming. And some of them, I don't want them to come with me. Some of them, I'm not allowing them to. It's the reason why I'm leaving. Because there are some people I don't want to work with. There are some people that I don't like. And I don't want to work with them, so they're not coming.
Right. Wow. You said it. Did you, tell us, did you have like that Jerry Maguire moment? Did you have it? You know, I'm leaving. I'm taking the fish. I'm taking these two fighters. I'm using.
I was actually, it's funny because I saw that and I was trying to find somebody who could like put my face on his face.
Yeah.
And then, and I will say this, like, you know, I got a lot of faith in Jillian. Jillian will probably come with me. That's the one that I can say.
Right.
And I was like, so she's like my Renee Zellweger. You know, she's like, I'll go. You know, but
there's no job yet. So, there's no money yet. You know, she's like, hey, can you pay for my kid? You know, like she's the Renee Zellweger. That's so funny. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but that's my life right now. You know, I'm taking a big risk. But like you said, you know, it's a sweet job with American Top Team. I was getting paid a salary to show up and coach fighters and just, you know, and do what I love. But at the end of the day, I wasn't happy not being able to give my full investment into the fighters that I wanted to. And I want to be able to do that and go on a journey with guys in that type of capacity. And I wasn't able to do that. So I'm going to do that.
Wow. Now that's awesome. When I saw that, that's kind of exactly what I thought. You have, you know, your knowledge in the game, everything that you have been doing with King Mo lately has been fascinating. Everyone's been like into it. It's very, it's fun. You know, you're still spitting out there. You're still spitting out straight MMA facts and all that. And then you do, everyone I talk to that's close to you, they just have the utmost respect and glowing things to say about you in the game and outside the game as well. So it just, to me, kind of does make sense. If I could just say, just it really is. It's something like, oh, yeah, he has his own team. He has his own gym. He's got his, you know, 28, 15 guys. Maybe, like you said, you don't want 60 guys. You know, I've been down there a couple times, and the mats are just – it's so massive, and you got, oh, you know, him, the champion, PFL, Kayla's there, Harrison, PFL champion, Georgie, you got 75 pros. It's hard to give one-on-one time. It's hard to put in 2 hours with, you know, Kayla Horacho, whoever it is. You know what I mean? It's just, it's tough, so I totally get it.
Yeah, I mean, and I just, you know, let's face it, I'm 43 years old. I mean, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing this anyway, but, you know, I want to be able to give myself the opportunity to groom people the way I want to. And allow them to get what I have to offer anyway. So, so I'm going to be doing that. And then at the same time, simultaneously, you know, it's kind of like the cliche thing right now that everybody's doing it because of the coronavirus, but, I am doing an MMA, online academy is something I'm going to really put my heart and soul into, like collecting all the knowledge information that I've gotten throughout the world over the last 25 years, not only just the physical stuff, but the mental stuff and things right. for coaches and even school owners. So like, I'm really going to put everything I have into this so that I can have the product that I want. You know, everything about for me right now in my life is all about quality. And, you know, right. I just want the quality that I want, and I want what I want. And if I don't want it, I want to get rid of it out of my life.
Oh, I hear you. I totally understand. It makes perfect sense. And then especially, too, I feel like you do so much out. You know, the comedy stuff is, you know, top end. You know, with everything with Dana White looking for a fight, even if your commentary fights for Island Fights and UFC Fight Pass, like you have so much else that you do that, you know, you probably love doing those things. There's only so much that you can do in a given day. I have that problem as well. Like there's only so much you can do in a single day. So you got to do exactly what you love and go all in with it. And just that's amazing. One of the last things I'll talk to you about is, you know, with the corona effect going on, and like I said, people are hungry for content, and I was thinking of an idea on the Fight Bananas to something new and different. You know, I still got tons of interviews, actually a ton of lined up this week, because so many fighters want to come on, they just want to talk and get stuff off their head, you know.
I can see that.
It's good, it's really good for what I do. But like, there was no March Madness, and people love a bracket, so, you know, came up with this. The best, only UFC, not Pride, not WEC, but only the best UFC fights ever. You know, UFC 1 all the way up to 249 and the fight nights and all that. I know it's so tough. That's one of the things. I thought I could, you know, pick it out, and it took me around like 4 days to figure out, you know, 100 of them and then break them down. So, you know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but is there some fights that are some sleepers that maybe like, hey, Dave, make sure you get that in your bracket that I haven't thought of? What are some cornerstone ones? Like, you know, John Jones and Gustafsson, they just got to the Hall of Fame. That's in there. We just seen Weili and Joanna put on one of the best fights, maybe the best female fight ever. So is there some fights out there that you're like, oh, Dave, make sure this is in your bracket, or this is a good one, you know, get that's a cornerstone?
Wow, I'm trying to think. From UFC, that's so tough, man, because there's been so many good, like from UFC 1 all the way to 249. Right. I mean, here's some sleepers that you might have forgotten about. What about Nate Diaz and Diego Sanchez?
No, that's not in there. Not in there yet. Okay, Nate and Diego.
Yeah.
You can have Diego Sanchez versus blank.
It's all yeah, like that. So, wow. Okay. I don't even know, man. Like, for me, I always like look at performances more so than like the whole fight. Uh-oh, I lost my light. Wait a minute. You can't see me, can you?
Nope. They turned the lights off at you at American Top Team. They turned it off on you.
They took the lights off. Hold on, wait a minute. I got to get my lights on. I'm in the car. My lights came
out. No, it's all good, my man. That's so funny. And I would just keep on talking about it. And then sometimes it's not even the fight. Like, to me, just because the moment, Masvidal Askren made my tournament. That moment.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought about it, and I almost didn't put it in there, but then it's just so iconic. I have friends who don't like the UFC or don't know who this is. They know that Masvidal knee and Askren. You know what I mean? That moment is everywhere.
Yeah, that would have to be in there. You know, I can't even think of any other fights that like really stand out that to me that would have to be in there. And I'm such an old school guy too. Like I'm a really old school guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of great, you know.
I mean, I don't know, Royce Gracie and Kimo Leopoldo. Like that has to be in there.
Yeah, that's in there. I got that. You know, even you know, yeah. Any Matt Hughes and Frank Trigg. That moment, the cage, that was insane. Yeah. You know, there's a couple BJ Penn sleeper fights that are just you know insane. Him going to war. It's insane. It really is. It's classic. And then there's only so many big title moments, you know, even moments. It's not a great fight, but that Holly Holm to Ronda Rousey, that's you. Every MMA fan knows where you are when that happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So is that obviously that's in there?
Yeah,
right?
That's in there. It's too. It's gonna be funny, man. It's gonna be. I'm gonna do it for like 2 weeks. I got the one seeds all the way down to 16 seeds, but I definitely want to pick your brain, and I love your MMA brain.
I wouldn't even know where to begin, like to where to find, you know, what fights to put. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I mean, you know, with all those different fights, you gotta go through thousands of fights.
It took a while. What I did, to be honest, I went to just say the best guys, right? You know, John Jones, right? I picked him, and they're like, oh, him and Gus to me is one of the greatest fights, best light heavyweight fight of all time. And then I kind of looked down his roster. I'm like, okay, there might be someone else in there. I'm like, wow, Sugar Rashad Evans. Then I clicked him, and then I see all of his fights. I'm like, man, that moment when he knocked out Chuck Liddell, like, that's got to be in my list. You know what I mean? So I just, then yeah. I'm like, oh, Chuck Liddell. And we just kept on going. Hours. But
Chuck could have a gang of them himself. Like, his fights were always great to watch.
Vanderlei Silva, versus Rich Franklin, the Rich Franklin last second knockout with a broken hand. It's just crazy. There's a ton. But my man, Dean Thomas, I appreciate you, you know, short notice coming on like always. I love it. So, okay, UFC 249, it has to happen, right? If you had a gut feeling, where and how does this happen?
You know, I mean, it probably won't happen in the United States just because of, you know, it's going to be hard to get that sanctioned anywhere just in the United States. You know, I think they're going to have to go outside of the United States.
How about Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, to a country where it's a little bit more lenient, that they love fighting. Abu Dhabi loves Khabib.
Yes.
I can see that happening. Yes. They love the UFC. They love Khabib. I mean, I wouldn't even be. I mean, they're not. They don't need an audience. They just need a place that they can do it.
Right.
So I'm thinking either Abu Dhabi, could be even Russia, because I'm sure, you know, Putin will be like, hey, bring it over here. So it's just one of those, Abu Dhabi or Russia, I think, if it happens over there. But I think right now, if you were to ask me, Abu Dhabi would be the front runner of where this happens.
Yeah, me too. I thought that too. I wrote an article on it on FightBananas.com. I would think they would pay for it. They would just literally, hey, we want this fight. We want Khabib Nurmagomedov here. Dana, here's the money. We're going to sponsor the fight. You know, no tickets, whatever. I think they want that moment. They want that fight. That's crazy. But so much is going on with you. We're so happy that you're making that move. You know, anytime you want to come on to promote it or anything of that nature or push anything you want, you know that you're always welcome on the show. We love having you on. So it's MMA Manifesto featuring Dean
Thomas. Yeah, the MMA Manifesto, yeah.
Man, I like that. I like that.
I'm putting everything in this, man, too, like, you know, against fight psychology, preparation, training, you know, peaking for fights, you know, how to break down opponents, you know, everything I'm putting into this.
And are you going to have like a landmark gym, I would assume?
No. Well, as of right now, I'm not. Just, you know, I got, you know, it's funny because like as soon as I was like, yo, man, I'm not going to be here no more. Like a lot of people reached out and was like, hey, you can use my place. You can use my place. You can use my place.
Right.
So like I've got places to use, right, like all like. I've got keys to like five different gyms right now. And so, yeah, I do want to just, you know, give a shout out to, you know, to all the different people who's looked out for me and, you know, been showing me love and you know, appreciated me as, you know, a martial artist and as a person and showing me love right now while I'm transitioning, you know, so, you know, definitely give a shout out to all the people who looking out for me.
Love it. My man, Dean Thomas, very happy for you. Continued success. We know that. Success kind of follows successful people and hardworking people, so it will be with you. My man, we appreciate it. Coming on short notice, big news, MMA Manifesto, Dean Thomas, the Jerry Maguire moment, 2020.
Yeah, that's it, man. Wait till you see my Instagram tomorrow. I got another one, though. I'm going to put it up tomorrow morning.
Can't wait, my man. I'll send you videos. I'll send you clips of this. We'll have some fun.
All right, my man. I'll talk to you soon.
There it was, guys. Dean Thomas live on the Fight Bananas podcast. Breaking news. I love it. Yeah, we did this on short notice. I had to get him on. Huge news. I'm so happy for him. The MMA Manifesto. Who's coming with him? That's a great question. He did throw out the name Jillian, the Savage Robertson. And I actually just talked to her a little bit ago. I think our episode UFC Fight Bananas, number 200's around the corner. And how can you not have number one was Jillian? Number 100 was Jillian, so how can number 200 not? So I think the Savage is going to come on for Fight Bananas, number 200. And, of course, we're just going to wrap it up with thanking our sponsors who are still sticking with us through this very, very hard time. People like Mako Tech Mouth Guards, Endstone Nutrition. Check them out at endstonenutrition.com. Buy the supplements. You guys are going to need some extra juice. You know, we're staying around the house a lot. So get that Endstone Nutrition. Warhammer Fightwear, they're still got the best gear in mixed martial arts. Check out Warhammer Fightwear. We love them. They've been so great to us. And last but not least is Fusion CBD Products. Tons of new stuff. I know they got like this new energy pills. I'm drinking two bottles of the water every single day. Check them out at Fusion CBD Products at FusionCBDProducts.com. They have a ton of great sales going on. And last but not least, thank you, Mr. Dean Thomas. Appreciate you, man, coming on the show. Talk to him in three different states. You can't make that up. MMA Manifesto featuring Dean Thomas. All right, guys. Thanks for staying bananas with us.